Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer period. If you'd like to ask a question at that time, please press star then one on your touchtone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now we'll turn over the meeting to Mr. Terry Burba. You may begin.
Thank you, Angela. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to our storage talk for today, where we will be covering some of the roadmap issues, the trends and directions that we've got planned for our Fastback family for the remainder of this year, and a little bit of a glimpse into to 2010 as well. We've got Tom O'Brien, who will be leading the majority of our call today, but we also have Chris Zaremba online. He'll be available for questions and answers. We'll have Greg Van Ice joining us as well. So we will handle all of the questions and answers at the end of our call. I will be monitoring the chat throughout the call, so if there are any issues with the quality of the call or you being able to keep up with the slides or anything like that, just ping me in the chat portion of the video that you're seeing there, and I'll see if I can't get those addressed. With that, I'm going to go ahead and let Tom get started so that we can cover this material as quickly as possible. So, Tom, turn it over to you.
All right. Thanks, Terry. All right. Since the acquisition of FileZack, we've had a really active development cycle with Fastback. Last year, we had the initial 5.5 release. We had a 5.5.1 and a 5.5.2 release. We're continuing that momentum with a very active roadmap for 2009 and 2010. We have some really great new capabilities on the roadmap that should open up some new selling opportunities for you. And what I'll do is cover the roadmap, and when I'm done, Terry will talk about positioning the new enhancements and give some guidance on selling Fastback this year, and then we'll go into the Q&A. So I'm on slide two now. This is a standard disclaimer. You know, basically we're covering future directions here, and as always, plans are subject to change. Slide three. This is the one slide overview of the Fastback roadmap for 2009 into the first quarter of 2010. And you'll see in the first half we have two releases, Fastback 5.5.3, which is a PTF focused on completing Windows 2008 enhancements, and that's available today. We have a 5.5.4 release scheduled to release in mid-June. It's also a PTF. It's focused on scalability, reporting, and some environmental support items. And a try and buy, which should be really useful for you out in the field. Looking at the second half of 09, in the fourth quarter, we have Fastback 6.1. And you know, the key items here are Linux backup and restore support, Fastback server deduplication, TSM integration, and some scalability work. And in the first quarter of 2010, we have Fastback 6.1.1, and this release delivers WAN dedupe. So what I'll do now is in the following slides, I'll cover the details on each one of these releases and their content. So slide five, we're looking at the 5.5.3 release now in Q1 2009. This Windows 2008 Microsoft cluster support. This is support for Fastback in a Windows 2008 MSCS environment, which also allows the user to perform instant restore of a volume in that environment. And you know, for those of you who aren't familiar, instant restore allows you to start using data on the same disk where the volume is being restored. While the restore operation is in progress. And this is pretty unique to Fastback and a pretty significant competitive differentiator. Slide 5, this is also Fastback 5.5.3. You see a broad range of Windows 2008 operating systems and Vista are supported with this release. And as I mentioned on the previous slide, this is instant restore support for these, and you know, is a pretty significant competitive differentiator. Slide 7, also, it was not part of the 5.5.3 release, but I wanted to bring it out here, available in the TSM 6.1 backup archive client, which released in March, we have a fastback recovery wizard. It's a BA, you know, client config wizard in the 6.1 BA client, and it really simplifies the process of backing up client data from a fastback repository. It gives you a wizard-based approach to generating the scripting for backup schedules and mounting of snapshots, and helps you with volume selection, client node creation, selecting protection options, and as I mentioned, schedules. So this is this is a TSM sort of integration item, kind of pulling these things closer together. Slide 8, this is some screenshots that kind of give you the feel for that configuration wizard. Slide 9, again, this is the configuration wizard, and just kind of shows you how you walk through the steps here, right? First, you would assign a drive letter. It would walk you through that. You would select protection, create the client node, so on. Moving on to Fastback 5.5.4 in the second quarter of 2009, we are introducing reporting capabilities based on the Tivoli Common reporting. There'll be a set of predefined canned reports that are kind of out of the box that customers can use. This initial rollout of this reporting capability gives you the ability to report on a single Fastback server. And, you know, as we go into 2010, we'll be looking at aggregating the views to show, multiple Fastback servers and kind of merging this into the TSM reporting so that, from one place you'll be able to get reporting from the data center out to the remote office. Slide 12, again in the 5.5.4 release, we're working on some scalability enhancements. The enhancements are mostly around improved procedures for accessing the Fastback database history file. It gets pretty nitty gritty, on the detail of the actual work that's going on, but the end result is, the ability of the server to manage a larger number of snapshots, performance overall on operations that access the history file should be a lot faster. Also, as part of this release, we're doing some comprehensive scale and performance testing with the goal of sort of baselining against current performance and against the enhancements that we're doing to put us in a position to provide further guidance for deployments down the road. Another performance increase or improvement here is in the way that we dispatch snapshots inside the repository. It's a more parallel way of writing data to a Fastback repository. Again, these are all very detailed enhancements, but the overall message here is more scalability, better performance overall. Slide 13, another performance enhancement is this Fastback Mount performance enhancement. So Fastback Mount is the component that enables the mounting of any snapshot from the repository, which gives you the ability to view a snapshot locally with read-only access and on the server. And this enhancement enables faster backup of data using TSM with FastBack Mount. TSM uses FastBack Mount to take file-level incremental backup of mounted snapshot volume. And you can really view this as a TSM integration enhancement in terms of performance of these two products working together. And the remainder of the 5.5.4 release, we have a try and buy coming out. We are doing some testing to qualify FastBack support for the MR10 Vault RAID controller, X-Series RAID controller. We are expanding dissimilar hardware support, and we're enhancing the ability of FastBack BMR to inject storage drivers to a recovered OS, really by changing the process of injecting the drivers by allowing the customer to choose a generic driver as part of the BMR process or let the user choose any driver on top of the list that already exists. We're coming out with support for FastBack for Exchange with Microsoft 2007 in a Veritas House cluster environment, and support for Windows 2008 Itanium client. We're looking at slide 16. We're now looking at FastBack 6.1, which is in the fourth quarter of 2009. And this is, you know, a really key item here. This is FastBack Linux backup restore support. And you can see the list here of, you know, the supported operating systems, Red Hat 5 to say 10. We'll be providing volume level recovery, file level recovery, Linux BMR. The initial BMR on Linux will be similar hardware only, and in 2010 we'll look at dissimilar hardware. We'll support an active passive cluster support, and with some we'll also be providing some out-of-the-box scripted application quiescing support for Oracle DB2 and Domino, and running the FastBack shell and the FastBack manager on Linux. Another key item in the FastBack 6.1 release is FastBack server deduplication. So this is data deduplication on the FastBack server repository. The key thing here is it's going to reduce storage requirements on the FastBack server. And when you're, you know, when you're talking to customers about data reduction, we really need to play up the fact that overall we have some great data reduction capability today based on our block level incremental forever snapshots, and this deduplication on the repository is just, you know, more added benefit on top of the great data reduction we already have. So slide 18, on a previous slide I talked about the FastBack configuration wizard that we delivered in the 6.1 BA, to TSM 6.1 BA client. On slide 18, we're looking at integrated management of policies between FastBack and TSM from the admin center. So we're taking this integration to the next level to give a single point of sort of management of FastBack from a TSM admin center. So now you're controlling operations from the data center across the remote office. So this gives the customer the ability to automate the protection and migration of FastBack server data to TSM from one location using the admin center and view all the recovery points. Another key TSM integration item is on slide 19. And this will really help with managing a large deployment of FastStack within a TSM environment also. So this is the ability to launch FastStack server management UI from the TSM Admin Center. So in the Admin Center, there would be a list of FastStack servers to choose from, and you would click to launch the UI, and you can manage it from there. Slide 20, FastStack 6.1, there's some more enhancements around performance, and you know, these are really, again, they're very detailed, but they're focused on improving throughput of backup jobs and making things a more multi-threaded process so that, we're really effectively using CPU and so on. Another enhancement here is an incremental after reboot, which is, if you're familiar with FastStack today, if you reboot a client machine, after that restart, that process occurs, there's this delta block procedure that can at times become fairly I/O intensive. And we have enhancements going in here that make the snapshots after a restart incremental and much more efficient. So moving on to sort of the 2010 time frame, and we're looking at the first quarter, we talked about deduplication on the FastStack repository in Q4.09. To reduce storage requirements. Another important deduplication capability is the ability to deduplicate data when moving FastStack server data over the WAN back to a DR site. And we're going to deliver this WAN dedu in first quarter 2010. And the goal is really effective use of bandwidth during those DR operations, and reducing the storage requirements at the DR site. You'll see in the picture here, TSM in this case, in this deduplicated case, is the DR target for a FastStack server moving deduplicated data over the WAN. Some other release candidates, not yet in plan, but something we're thinking about for 2010, and I mentioned this before on the reporting topic, is integrating FastStack and TSM monitoring and providing aggregate views of FastStack servers. So if you really pull together this reporting and monitoring story and a TSM administrator, somebody who's administering a TSM environment and also has FastStack, has a sort of a unified approach to looking at historical trends and monitoring from one place. Some other 2010 release candidates, and this is not the full extent of everything we would think about in 2010. These are some things that are top of mind right now is continuing on the Linux client work, providing dissimilar VMR, providing instant restore, maybe supporting other Linux distributions, and adding this incremental after reboot capability to the Linux client. And then, continuing to stay current on the Windows platform. We're going to really focus on making sure that we're on top of the latest releases of the operating systems and applications that we support. So with that, I will turn it back to Terry to cover positioning for the rest of 2009, and then we'll open it up for Q&A.
All right, great. Thanks, Tom. You're going to the next slide there for wrapping this up. Go ahead. Flip the next one for me, please. I'm looking at the attendee list here, and I see lots of folks that I've been working with over the last year and a half on the Fastback product, and I see my buddy Doug down there. So the one thing I want to make sure that everybody gets, because we got you all together today, is to focus number one in talking to your customers that it's all about the restore. And too many times we've had people getting lost in talking about Fastback as being a backup product. It does backup, but its focus is on the restore. And we want to make sure that's the message that we're leading with when we talk to our customers about Fastback and the capabilities. So as you're beginning to talk to your customers over the remainder of Q2, we want to get you focused on what you can do to move deals along, and as we go into the remainder of the year. So to let them know that we have things coming out right away. We just had our release, as you saw, from 5.5.3. We have the 5.5.4 release coming up, and in that 5.5.4, we are going to have the try and buy piece of our version of our software there, and that will allow them to get started, seeing how easy it is to get Fastback up, get it running, to define the clients that we're going to protect, to set the schedules, to run the jobs, and give them a very, very effective way that they can get their fingers on it and start playing with it. Now, that won't be available until we do release 5.5.4. So our current evaluation program is still in effect until that is available. If you need to work with a customer that needs to try this right away, we don't have time to wait on it. Use the channels we'd already established for getting evaluation code, and that will allow you to go ahead and start with that and do that until we get to try and buy right away. In addition to that, talk about TSM. Too many times I've heard people looking at Fastback and they're putting it in a box and they're saying, oh, that's only for small offices. That's only for remote locations. And if we look at the deals that were closed in Q4 of this year, of last year, we had a large number of deals that were sold into existing TSM accounts. In many cases, we're going in and putting Fastback in along with TSM, where the customer is looking to try to get that instant restore capability on their mission-critical Windows application servers. So we want to stress that it is not just for a remote office, but also there are places to put this in the enterprise. One of my colleagues that I work with regularly over in the Southwest IoT, Ilan Mior, says, you know, this is the gift that keeps on giving. He sold an awful lot of these accounts where he's gone in and sold a single Fastback server protected environment into a competitive environment where they may have another product, but they got Fastback in there to protect something that was critical to the business. It was Windows-based, and as the customer found out how easy it was to work with Fastback, they came back and ordered more. So if you can get in and just start talking about how we can integrate with TSM, and we've got more integration coming. As you can see from this bullet, I've got Q1, Q2, and Q4 as integration points where we're enhancing the integration with TSM. That will be a strong selling point as we go forward. I know many of you have been asking for Linux since literally the day we announced the product. And as you saw from Tom's discussions, that's on the boards now. We're going to have some Linux support. We're looking to go out and start doing some testing with that relatively early in the process. So we'll get a lot of beta testing done on this, and we'll be able to really release a very good product as we get to the end of Q4 this year and protecting those Linux environments. If you've got some challenges with a customer that really is needing the Linux capability and it's holding up a deal, go ahead and talk to them about what our plans are for Linux and when we plan on having that. If you need some additional help with that, contact your GEO sales leaders for Fastback. They'll coordinate with us, and we'll see what we can do to give you a hand in getting you as much information about the Linux availability and capabilities as we can. Data deduplication is another one that I know everybody has heard and has been asking me for everywhere I've gone. I've traveled an awful lot in the last 18 months talking about the product, and everywhere I've gone, data deduplication has been there. As Tom alluded to, we want to talk about data reduction first. As we're doing the Storage Sales Academies now around the world, we're doing a 30-minute session on deduplication as a strategy for IBM, and we are focusing first on what the customer's real challenge is, and that is reducing the amount of data they've got stored. And TSM and Fastback do a tremendous job in reducing that overall amount of data stored compared to the competitors. We've got a chart where we compare progressive incremental to a number of the full and differential type backups. You can see a significant savings in the amount of data that's being stored there already. Then, after you've talked about that, then we can then move into the discussion of where we're putting data deduplication across the portfolio, where we've got the diligent protect tier for the high end, moving lots of data deduplication, where TSM has added deduplication at the server side, and now where we're bringing Fastback into the data deduplication. So we've got that available in the coming release. You can go ahead and start talking to your customers and allay them of the fact that we do have it on the roadmap. We are going to be delivering it, but we can save them data immediately just by leveraging the TSM family of products that reduce data from the very beginning. So that gives you a lot of things you can go ahead and start talking to customers about today. Tom, you go to 27 for me, please. I do want to mention that we do have a number of incentives that have been rolled out to both our IBM colleagues as well as our business partners. You see here on the screen right now the first half 2009 close incentive. You see all the details for that. We're giving you some opportunity to make some additional money here by selling Fastback today. So take a look at this incentive. We'll make that available to any of you that want to see that, the detail on that. We also have on slide 28 another incentive for our business partners. That particular one that you see here is we call it the easy incentive for business partners. It's a way to sell and combat threats from HP and EMC. Selling both storage hardware and software together to get an additional rebate. If you'd like more information on that, you see the contact there for Rodney Fannin, and he'll be more than happy to work with our business partners to get to the details of what you need to do to be able to apply for this incentive as well. There'll be more bundles being announced as well when we are bringing IBM hardware and software together. We were working on some of those now, and we'll have more announcements for those over the next few weeks. If we'll move on now to slide 25, Tom. For any additional information on these incentives, questions about technical issues, you see here our contact names for around the world, both our worldwide sales with Don Dischinger, North America, Latin America, Northeast IoT, all of the regions around the world do have Fastback leaders. In many cases, we have technical resources that can also be available for you and help you as you run into technical issues in talking about Fastback. Wrapping up my piece of it that I want to talk about today on slide 30, we did have a key win Fastback this year, leveraging both with Fastback and with TSM. We had a general business clothing manufacturer. They had about 3,000 employees. They had an existing environment with a competitive product, ArcServe, that you can see there, and they were really getting frustrated with the lack of functionality that they had, a lot of manual intervention. They just weren't satisfied with the capabilities. They laid out the requirements that you see here to improve their recovery point objectives, to improve their recovery time objectives. They needed everything to be easy and simple. The complex nature that they've been fighting against was driving them nuts, so they wanted it to be very easy. BMR was a critical piece of their solution. They would like to have had data recovery capabilities. It wasn't a key requirement, but it would be something that would be an additional benefit to them. They still wanted to keep tape capabilities so that they could do long-term data archival, long-term data retention for compliance issues. So we still needed tape to be in there. And of course, they also had some system I there that they also needed to protect. They wanted to be able to do this from a single solution, a single environment. EMC went in and proposed, as you can see, a hodgepodge of solutions from Avamar for VMware, Homebase, Networker, Disk, all kinds of stuff. We went back in with Fastback, TSM, and included the IBM Disk and Tape to give them a complete solution from a single vendor. If we look on slide 32 there, Tom, what we were able to do for them is we were able to win this business specifically for the reasons that you see here. One of the things, as I was mentioning as we came into this section, it's all about the restore. And if you're backing up data and can't get it back when you need it, how you need it, where you need it, wherever that might be, it's a challenge. And so instead of going up against EMC and letting them lead with their deduplication solution, they don't focus on the restore. They're focused on deduplication. So moving the customer out of the deduplication model and talking about how that we will already reduce the data by leveraging the capabilities of TSM and Fastback, and getting focused on how quickly we can get them back up and running, deduplication wasn't nearly as important to the customer. And that allowed us to start talking to them immediately, focusing on recovering an entire server in a matter of minutes was critical. Being able to go out and use Fastback for Microsoft Exchange and be able to do item-level recovery rather than entire mailboxes, that was a critical piece for them. The ease of use was also a critical thing as part of winning this deal. Avamar is an extremely complex solution. It takes a lot of work to get all of those various pieces from EMC working together. With Fastback, we're able to go in and use the wizards to quickly set up the server, to quickly set up the relationships between the servers and the clients, to quickly set up the policies and schedule the snapshots. So it really was much, much easier for this customer to get up and running. So these were the real key issues in getting this big win. And it illustrates the point that I was trying to make early on, that if we are talking about a complete solution, not just for the remote office, but integrating it with TSM, integrating it with the IBM hardware, we've got a solution that no one can touch. As we've been doing these storage sales academies around the world for the last couple of months, one of the things we've heard quite often from former EMC employees, as they are now working with IBM, is that the EMC folks are scared to death, and their comment is, what are we going to do when IBM gets their act together and recognizes that they have the hardware and the software and the services together bundled that will beat us every time? The only way we're winning is coming in and presenting a solution rather than having three individual salespeople selling three individual components. Selling the solution together with software, hardware, and services is the key. We're hearing this everywhere we go around the world. So work with your colleagues. Work with your colleagues in STG. Work with your colleagues in services. Together, we can make this thing fly. With that, that covers all of the material that we had prepared for this session. At this point, Angela, if you're standing by there, what we'd like to do is go ahead and open up the calls, the callers, so we can take questions. We'll bring the entire technical team that's online here to bring this together and answer any questions that you might have.
Okay, thank you. We'll now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. You will be prompted to record your name. To withdraw your question, please press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1.
I've got one question that has come in over the instant messaging here as part of this discussion today. Dave Malloy asked the question, is there any consideration to having Fastback plus IBM storage as an appliance? My mid-market customers are buying storage appliances and asking what IBM has to offer. So let me bounce that back over to Greg and Tom and see what their response to that might be.
So, Terry, this is Greg Tevis. Can you hear me?
You bet. Go ahead, Greg.
So I know you're sort of gearing it towards Greg Van Hise, but Greg and I were pinging. I'll go ahead and take this one. Yeah, absolutely. We're looking at a couple of different options here. We actually have the hardware-software bundle today, and it's not all put together, but we are looking also at a appliance model. And Tivoli in general is looking at appliance models for go-to-market, and actually Fastback is one of the top ones we're looking at. So you don't have anything to share with you today, but you may be hearing something in the very near future. But for now, you got a nice hardware-software bundle with a good discount, so that's a good place to start, especially for business partner.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Anything else we got, Angela?
Yes, we do have a couple. First one is from Harley Puckett.
Hey, guys, this is Harley. I had two questions. One's on the common reporting. Will this, if I'm already a TSM customer at version 6 with the TCR, will these reports plug into that infrastructure, or is it going to require its own TCR infrastructure? And then on the, so I'll let you answer that one.
Hey, Harley, this is Greg. So for the 6.1, what we're coming out with, it will require I'll say scaled down TCR infrastructure from what you are using with TSM. It won't specifically plug into it. We have a one-to-one mapping of the TCR reporting instance with tied to a Fastback server. And then rolling forward with what Tom was showing in the future, we do plan to be able to load Fastback data into the same Tivoli data warehouse using the ITM agent structure, right, to have some integrated TSM Fastback reporting. But for this first rev, we were focused on single server Fastback reporting.
Okay, that's what it sounded like with chart 23, but I wasn't sure.
Okay.
And then the other question was on the dedupe. In the first instance of dedupe, are you going to do similar, use the TSM dedupe engine in there, or do you have a different engine you guys are going to use?
So this is Greg. I can take it. We aren't using the TSM dedupe engine. We have other technology that we'll be embedding into Fastback, but we'll be using fundamentally the same kind of fingerprinting and hashing that the TSM server is using from that perspective, but it is a different technology.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Next question is from Tricia Jean.
Hi, I'm here in London with the Tivoli storage technical folks from the Northeast IoT. And one of the questions we received was on the improvements on the database in 5.5.4, how will that impact both the maximum number of clients supported as well as the maximum database size?
So, Tom, did you want to take this one? You want me to cover it? Or?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and cover it. So we're not in a position right now where we're going to be able to give you, you know, here's how many more clients you could handle, here's how much bigger the database could be. As I mentioned, we're doing that comprehensive scale and performance testing. And it'll be ongoing. We'll be doing it during 6-1 also. It's an iterative process, but as we learn more, we will, you know, start providing that guidance to the field.
Yeah, Tricia, we are doing, you know, our system test is definitely doing some scale-up kind of testing as far as number of clients and all sizes of repository, and then we also have right now specific performance tests going on as far as, you know, throughput measurements, baselining them on a 5.5.2 and then be able to compare against 5.5.4, but we don't have any of those results right now.
Great, thanks.
Next question is from Bob Kelly.
Hi, guys. A couple of questions. On slide 12 and slide 17, you talked about performance improvement and data reduction. Are we going to have some specific numbers we'll be able to share with customers and business partners on the improvements we'll see there?
Yeah, I think this is great. I mean, it sounds like this is kind of a similar question to the other one, and we are doing the, you know, performance measurements right now, and just like today we have some TSM white papers that I think I'm not sure the distribution when we do some of those performance evaluations. I have to check on the distribution, but we will have that information available in some form to, you know, the field that we could, you know, communicate that. I'm not quite sure if it's a white paper or presentation or what, but we should be able to make that available, definitely.
Yeah, because Avamar uses that a lot for their data dedupe on the improvement you'll see. So it would be nice if we could have some data to combat their claims as well. The other question is that on the slide that talked about 2010 and Linux, I noted instant restore and instant mount. So can you help me understand what's going to be included in the release in Q4 of 09 for Linux?
So, Tom, do you want to take, I think you had that on a chart, right, Tom?
Yeah, chart 16, I think.
Yeah, so we... Yeah, right. So we have volume level recovery, file level recovery, Linux BMR with similar hardware, active passive cluster support, scripting for application questing for Oracle DB2 and Domino, Fastback shell on a Linux environment, and the Fastback manager on Linux.
Okay, but no instant restore express mount.
Right, those are things that we're looking at in 2010.
Do you know, do you have a sense of when in 2010, Tom, early, late?
Yeah, I can give you a time frame at this point. We don't have a plan, a committed plan to get there yet, but it's
okay.
At the top of the list.
Thanks.
Anything else, Angela?
No further questions at this time.
I have one question that has come in on the chat here. The first part of it I answered to all there. I was asked when 5.5.4 would be available, and as I sent out to all, that should be sometime around the end of June. The other half of the question that was asked, and I'll bounce this back to Tom and Greg and company, why is the Fastback for Exchange being excluded from the try and buy? So, Tom, I mean, as far as that we were, I believe, targeting initially getting things, you know, set up with the basic snapshot, instant restore, trying to demonstrate those capabilities, and that was the initial requirements for the try and buy.
And I think, wasn't there some discussion about the complexity of the environment, and we were worried about the, we were focused on the success rate of the customer bringing it down.
We're trying to keep it simple.
Yeah, I think that was...
And we will look at, the exchange, adding that in. But, you know, this initial release, we want something simple.
All right. Any other questions that we haven't gotten answered that we can answer for anyone?
So, Terry, just one other follow-on comment to that. You know, if you have a customer who's really interested in, you know, looking at that, I'd really push your customers to Dan Thompson's, you know, biweekly demos. They're fantastic, and that's the easiest way for a customer to take a quick look. Every customer that we have an opportunity of engaging with, we should invite them and to have them invite their Windows administrators to view that, because once Windows users and Windows administrators see that, it's like most of the time it ends up in a, you know, a tremendous interest and hopefully a sale. But you know, if they don't choose us after seeing that, that's fine, but it's our fault if we don't let them get a look, and there's no reason they can't do that demo. We should be inviting all Windows admins to see it. This is an IBM solution for Windows. Sometimes people don't equate IBM with Windows solutions, but as you all of you are aware of Fastback, this is a different beast, and it is meant for from the ground up for Windows environments. So,
and I would just add to that, Greg. One of the things, if you just need to give them an idea of what it looks like, if you are an IBMer and you go out on Extreme Leverage and you look at the sales kit for Fastback, you'll notice in there that there is a section of that sales kit that is demos. And in the demos, we have a number of Camtasia captures of Fastback functionality in there. We do have Dan's 15-minute demo of the entire product. We have another one from Chris Wong on how to do the BMR setup and build the BMR disk set. We've got several that Cyrus did for us on more technical implementation issues. But one of them that we do also have that can be very effective just to show the functionality, there's a little 2-minute demo that will allow you to show restoring items in Exchange using Fastback for Exchange. And you can show that off very, very quickly and easily, less than 2 minutes. Then if they want to see a more in-depth one, you can bring them to Dan's biweekly demo to see it run in a more in-depth way. But you can show very quickly with those very flash demos there very easily. For business partners, those are also available out on the Knowledge Center from Partner World. And so you can go ahead and grab them there. I've got one other question that has come up on the chat that I'll address, and Tom, this may be one you want to do it, or I can do it as well. We have a question that is in regards to Windows Server 2008 being supported as the Fastback server. We do not have a time frame on that right now. I know it is being addressed and looked at. There are some significant changes to the 2008 server from 2003. So we've got to really look at everything we need to do to change the Fastback server to allow that to be run in that environment. So it is something we're looking at, but I don't know that we can give you any details as to when that will be just yet. Tom, is there anything I missed on that you want to add to it?
No, you pretty much hit it. I mean, we know it's very important. We're looking at it right now. I didn't put it on this roadmap because I want to solve it in the shorter term. So we're working on it.
The other question that did come in, and again, I probably should have stated this up front. As you can see on the screen right now, down there on the bottom of this slide, it says IBM Confidential. Because that is the reason we're doing this presentation on a webcast. We could not make these slides available to business partners at this time. I can make them available to our IBM colleagues that need them. We'll have to email them to you. So if you'll send your email into the client side chat of that, if you're an IBM employee, we'll see about sending those on out to you. Otherwise, there'll be details of these in some of our enablement presentations as they go forward, but we just can't make this entire deck available at this time without a non-disclosure statement. All right. Any other questions as we're about out of time here this morning?
Yes, we do have two more come up.
All right.
To take it. Okay, first one is from Paul Thornton.
Hi. I've got some customers in Central Illinois who are looking at Fastback, but they're also looking at site-to-site electronic vaulting with TSM and DR. I found a white paper on the integration of the Fastback client and TSM, kind of on the client side. Is there any document available or under construction for helping customers architect how the TSM servers and the Fastback implementations would integrate? Or is that for, like, architecturing services? Would that be a better approach?
I know we have a white paper today, and Greg helped me out, that I think this is the one you're referring to, is, you know, how to use a backup client to protect a Fastback server, right?
Right.
You know, as we move forward with all these integration points that we talked about with TSM, I assume there'll be more documentation coming out. You know, for example, the WAN dedupe that we talked about, you know, is a Fastback server sending deduplicated data over the WAN to a TSM server. You know, there'll be documentation on that as that comes out.
And another aspect of that is actually, you know, each release you'll see us improving the integration in various ways. And so an example is the unified policy management, that wizard that we're delivering very, very soon is, I mean, that's actually implementing the document. So it's sort of better than a document. So we'll try to deliver you what you need.
Yeah, so that wizard that's built into the BA client today is like the next step from the doc that you're looking at. So the doc you're looking at was our initial, here's how to back up a Fastback server using TSM. Then we took that and built it into the BA client as a config wizard that's available today. If you go look at the 6.1 documentation for TSM, you can learn more about that. And as Greg said, as we build out more of this stuff, there'll be more coming.
Okay, thanks.
You have one more question from Bob Kelly.
Yeah, it's not so much a question. I just want to reinforce what Terry said. I've been using the Launchpad video in customer events for the last couple of weeks, and they're very, very useful, very productive. Very productive. Customers have been impressed when they see the product in motion. So I would just suggest to everyone, if you haven't had an opportunity to go out and look at those video clips, do so. They're great when you have limited time or you don't have a technical resource with you to use as a sales tool in a customer lunch and learn or a trade show event to be able to show the product in motion. So just wanted to reinforce that, Terry.
Thanks, Bob. That was on my list of things to say when I started that discussion and got down to the end of it and forgot about the Launchpad. I know we had some issues with folks that were trying to get the Launchpad earlier this year. The original location that we had for that didn't have an updated copy, had an early copy. I know the one we have on Demo Central now is the correct version, and you can download that and run it off your own laptop. You don't have to be connected to do that, and it does give you a number of the same things that we were discussing that are available on Extreme Leverage and on the Knowledge Center for Business Partners. So that the Launchpad is another great tool for showing off the capabilities of Fastback. And I say that not just because I'm the one on there talking. There's a lot of other folks that put some good stuff in there as well. So, Angela, anyone else?
No further questions.
All right, well, that pretty much runs us out of time today as it was. So I do want to tell you, everyone that's on the call, how much we appreciate you spending your time with us today. We'll thank Greg, and Tom for allowing us this hour together today where they can bring us up to speed on where we're going and what we're doing. With that, I would tell you we got lots of opportunities out there. Get out. Start talking to your customers today about the capabilities we've got now and where we're headed into the future. We've got a solution that nobody can beat. As always, good luck, good selling, and like my friend Zig Ziglar always says, we'll see you at the top. Thanks a lot.